Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 68, and it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
How important is strength in a fight? I think there's an overemphasis on strength when it comes to fighting for a few different reasons. And I think a lot of people are focusing on hitting as hard as they can, which ultimately means slower and a slower strike. Yeah, hard strike if you get hit with it, all right. It's not going to be nice, but it gives your opponent a hell of a lot more of an opportunity to block or to get out of the way and simply not to be there. It decreases your ratio of a shot landing if you're concentrating on full force. So strength, you know, it depends on the combat sport. Strength plays a bit more of a part in any of the wrestling, any of the grappling kind of styles, MMA, BJJ, wrestling, judo. Strength will play a little bit more of a factor than, the striking arts. But again, it's not necessarily the be-all and end-all. Large muscles don't necessarily translate well into fighting because they fatigue quicker. And then, you know what? It's a different type of strength. It's not necessarily the functional strength. It's not sports-specific strength. So there can be an overemphasis on strength. Speed can equal power as well. So concentrating on speed is important. Concentrating on muscular endurance so that you don't fatigue too fast. What's more important, especially at higher level, because I think at higher level, everybody is good. Everybody is good at punching and kicking and grappling and submissions and defenses. So I think what really separates fighters at that level is distance control, footwork, evasion, even a bit of blocking. It's not necessary. It's probably all the things that you didn't want to practice when you started. You probably wanted to just know, how do I hit people? I want to know how to hit. I want to be fast, and I want to be strong, and I want to land shots. And in your mind, you think that every shot that you throw, especially when you're doing your training, you're on the punch bag, every shot that you throw is going to land, and you don't have any images or any fantasies of yourself getting hit back. It's like a perfect fight. You land every shot and they never land anything on you. And all the things that your coach or instructor will try to get you to do, like evasion and footwork and blocking and defense or countering, is nowhere near as much fun. And a lot of people don't really want to do them, but it goes full circle. And what happens is when fighters progress, a problem that happens commonly enough with more advanced fighters is it's well and fine when you're blocking and you're defending and you're not getting hit, but it's when you're hitting and you start getting hit as you're hitting, so you start getting countered, that's when you know you need to kind of up a level, and just being able to throw good punches and kicks isn't enough of a strategy, and it's not good enough for a higher level. So you have to concentrate on countering, on fakes, on hiding your intention, on hiding the technique of the strike that you're about to throw. You can't just, you know, tense up and throw a big power strike. Well, you can if your opponent is fatigued, or you can if you've set it up with faster shots and created an opening. But it's more about hiding your intention. A shot that's landed at half power is always better every single time than a shot that doesn't land at full power. So something that lands at half power is better every time than something that doesn't land at maximum power. So it's not all about strength. It's not all about power. It's not all about locking on and seizing up your muscles and burning out your muscles. There's a lot more to it. And even though strength is a factor, it's probably not as big a factor as people put on it. And even the weight training, even the way you train for combat sports is probably a little bit more high rep orientated. It's generally to facilitate and to try to avoid muscular fatigue. So it would be a bit more muscular endurance strength as opposed to maximal power strength, like mass strength, could be an inhibitor. So you know what I mean. There's a lot more to it. It's not just about strength. It's not the biggest guy wins, the biggest woman wins. It's not the biggest muscle wins. It's not the most aesthetically pleasing person wins. The person who's got the best body, or the best shape, or the best muscles, or who's the strongest pound for pound, the strongest. Combat sports is a lot more to it than that. And there's a lot of other things that I'd rather be working on, because you know what? People don't realize they're as strong as they are, and it tends to be when new people starting, they tend to be so focused on wanting to hit harder, and they neglect all the other areas. And you know what? Generally, once you apply your body weight, everyone can hit hard anyway. So once you kind of get past that obstacle, it frees you up to actually practice the things that will separate you from everybody else out there, that puts you into that more of a higher level category. I hope that helps. I hope it's giving you something to think about. Maybe it's just even giving you a little bit of motivation to hit a punch bag or to do a bit of training. So if it has, I've done my job. Thanks for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.